Welcome to episode 337 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our world has many definitions of love, but we most commonly think about love in a romantic sense. This is the love that underlies Valentine's Day, dating apps, and so much of the entertainment industry. What if love, true love, meant more than romance? What if there was a deeper, truer, more full expression of love that could only be found in God and received through Jesus Christ? The good news is that there is. Love is the greatest of all forces. It is more than feelings. It is more than actions. It is more than concepts, although it encompasses all of these things. 1 John 4, verse 7 and 8, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." When John says that God is love, he refers here to the Greek word for agape. This is the love that moved God to send his only son for this world's redemption. And this is the love that we are expected to show both God and to our fellow human beings. So how do we love one another in practical ways with this kind of agape love?
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways to love others with agape love based on biblical examples.
Number 1.
Help them when they're in difficult situations. When Jesus attended a wedding with his mother, she asked him to help the hosts when they ran out of wine. We may not be able to miraculously solve a problem, but God has gifted us in other ways to make a difference. If someone has a flat tire, you can help them change it. If a coworker is struggling with a project, you can assist. Know someone who is taking a bus or walking to work, give him or her a ride.
Number 2.
Get help when you can't help them. A paralyzed man received healing from Jesus because his friends dropped him through a roof at Jesus' feet. They were willing to do whatever it took to get help for their friend.
Number 3.
Pray for them. The Bible is full of people praying for the ones they love. The church prayed for Peter in jail. Jesus prayed for the disciples. Paul prayed for the Ephesians believers. However, we ought not just pray for family, friends, fellow believers, or co-workers. Pray for strangers. Ask people whom you meet as you go about your day how you can pray for them. The Bible says that Paul and his companions were at a place of prayer in Philippi when they encountered Lydia. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message, and she and the members of her household were baptized.
Number 4.
Freely forgive offenses. Peter thought he was being generous when he suggested that maybe he ought to forgive someone who wronged him up to 7 times. When Jesus told him that he and essentially that we ought to forgive others 70 times 7, he wasn't raising the cap to 490. He was saying that there ought to be no limit to our forgiveness. Some hurts seem unforgivable, but with God's help, it's possible to promote love through forgiveness. Proverbs 17 verse 9, "Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends."
Number 5.
Humbly serve. John 13 verses 1 to 5. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus set the example, and he calls us, his followers, to also graciously and humbly serve others. Galatians 5 verse 13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." We are called to serve not only the people we see in our daily lives, but look for opportunities to serve the oppressed, the orphaned, widows, and seek the cause of justice whenever we have the chance. All of this starts with inviting God into our days and asking him to be our strength when we feel weak. Yes, we can serve.
Number 6.
Meet their physical needs. 1 John 3, verse 17, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Scripture is clear. If we see our brother in need, have the means to help, but don't, our love for God should be questioned.
Number 7.
Show kindness to those whom they love. King David was close friends with the son of Saul, Jonathan. Jonathan died in battle. But King David expressed his deep bond of friendship for Jonathan by caring for Jonathan's crippled son, Mephibosheth. You can read the story in 2 Samuel 9.
Number 8.
Intercede with others on their behalf. Could your influence help a loved one? Barnabas showed the way for Paul with Jerusalem church leaders. Paul wrote to Philemon, appealing for Onesimus, the runaway slave. Similarly, perhaps you can help two loved ones work out their differences. Does strife exist between two people you love? Be a mediator and help them mend their relationship. Paul asked the believers in Philippi to help two women in their church who were at odds. You might think to yourself that it is none of your business and you ought not to get involved. But pray about it, and if God shows you that there is something you can do to help, go for it.
Number 9.
Introduce them to Jesus. Does a loved one desperately need to know Christ? Share the good news. Andrew introduced his brother to Jesus, his brother Peter. And you don't have to leave it there. You can encourage and disciple them in their relationship with Christ. The author of Hebrews in Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 tells us to spur one another on to good works and encourage one another daily.
Number 10.
Lay down your life. Seems pretty drastic, but that's exactly how Jesus showed his love for us. John 15 verses 12 to 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, and someone lay down his life for his friends. Well, if you're literally going to die for someone, you can only do that once. But the basic principle has much broader application than actual physical death. Jesus calls us to unselfishly seek to put others ahead of ourselves. Giving of your time, expertise, talents, or money are practical ways to be unselfish and make a difference. When it comes to time, being present is the biggest gift we can give. Have you ever been around someone who left you feeling energized and was genuinely interested in what was happening in your life? Be that person. Have you ever been around someone who was on their phone the entire time, didn't introduce you when others walked up, and never asked about your life? Don't be that person. Be willing to have the tough conversations that might imperil your friendships. Don't avoid the challenging stuff for the sake of having an easy life. The prophet Joel from the Old Testament was a man who dreamed dreams and saw visions. Do you see the possibilities in your friends' lives and push them towards those? One of the ways we can do this is to take the best of our lives and share it with others. Father, thank you for agape love, love that is sacrificial, selfless, and unconditional. Give us the power to love this way and show us how to do so in practical ways. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.